is a Sifri at the beginning of Parshas Hazinu that Rashi Al HaTorah brings in Parshas Nitzavim, Soif HaParsha, on the Pasuk Ha'idoisi Bochem Hayoim Es HaShamayim Ves HaOretz. So Rashi says, Ha'idoisi Bochem Omolam HaKadosh Baruch Hu LiYisrael, Histaklu, you should look B'Shamayim Sheborosi L'Shamish Eschem, Shema Shinu Es Midosom, Shema Loi Olo Galgol Chamo, Min HaMizroch VeHe'ir L'Kol HaOilam. Did it ever happen that there was a Shinui? Maybe one day the Shemesh was an Oilo? No, it never happened. Histaklu Bo'oretz Sheborosi L'Shamish Eschem, Shema Shinu Midoso, Shema zaratem oiso v'loy tzomcho. Shema, maybe you planted it didn't grow, or you planted chitim and something else grew. And Rashi ends off, ma elu shenasu loy leschar v'loy lehefsit im zoichin ein mekablim schar. There's no schar v'oynish, and afal pikein loy shinu es midosum, they never changed. Atem sheim zachisem tekablu schar, im chatosem tekablu puronios, alachas kama v'kama. Kal v'choymer, they don't have schar v'oynish, and we do. So there is an Indian over here, Rashi brings, histaklu b'shamayim v'oretz, and learn up something. So just one his oirus over here, that one can learn up from the shamayim v'oretz. Be'etzem will say it as a kasha, the meforshim, as many meforshim, I saw is the kasha, that the Shemayim Va'oretz, they don't have Bechira. They don't have Nisyoinis. They don't have a Yetzahora. So there's a Pirch on the whole Kal V'Chomer. If then Lo Yishinu Midosom Kal V'Chomer, we should, because we have Schar V'Oinish. Ein Echanami. We have Schar if we do it Peronius. If we don't, we have more of a Machayiv, more of a Siba. But there's a Pirch on the side. A Pirch Shlogs up a Kal V'Chomer. We have Bechira to make the decision with Nisyoinis, Yetzahora, Yetzatoiv. They don't. Different mahalchim in the... I saw in the Sfas Emes that what's his take on this? The Sfas Emes in Parshas Nitzavim, he says the pshat is asoi, that if the cham and the oretz were never shino, what do you see from there? What can you learn from there? We have to take out of that istaklus that is a teva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the Bria, in the Poshet Debriya, to be Nimshach Achar Rotzen Hashem. Be'etzem, there is a Zayit, by the Oiris, Yitzorim, Bidas, Bevinu, Bahaskil, they have a Gvisa Das, not Bechiro, but they have such a chlorkite in Avodas Hashem, and there's a Teva, his Loshen is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hidbiyo in the Briya, like a magnet. Anything that was Nivra from the Eibishter is automatically, without outside Mafriyim, then Nimshach after the Eibishter. He says, Kal v'choymer an Odom that has an Ashoma, Chelik Elokaim, Imayel. His natural tendency without any other Mafriyim, he's Nimshach, Somalucho, Nimshach after the Eibishter, automatically Nimshach. Vinarutza, Kodesh Bochu Mashucho, pulls us, attracts us, it's like a magnet. Says the Sfas Emes. The Libud Mishamayim Va'oretz is, what are we made of? What are we about? Doing tshuva is not about getting new hisoiris and new instincts and new. It's to take away the mafriyim, the lichluch of the chet and the tuma and memela, to go back to the way we were created, that it's automatically nimshach. A person has an neshama. I once saw people who train animals. So there's a whole chochma on how to train. But one of the main nekudas is, when you're training them to do things, you have to know each animal, what its instinct is. Kodesh Baruch Hu created animals with a certain instinct. There's certain tracking dogs. Technically, you could take other animals and teach them how to track, but it's not going to work the same. They'll always get distracted. They'll forget what they were taught. An animal that has a certain instinct and a certain teva to do certain things, and when you train it in that way, you take away the other mafriyim, and it goes. The Zelba Gazach by a Yid, when he's Mizgaber, and he learns, he's Toyim Tam Toira, and he's Toyim Tam in Mesikas of Avodas Hashem, That's an automatic. He's nimshach miteva briyosoi. Miteva briyosoi, that's how he's nimshach. A yid has an automatic attraction to learning Torah. The Goyin says the reason why the malach is malamid kol ha-Torah kula, because Torah is chokhmas Hashem. Be'etzem, for a guf to be absorb that chokhma and become a shtik Torah, it doesn't stim. Before he's created, he has to be soaked through and through in Torah. Kol ha-Torah kula. Bo malach v'sosri alponov, and he forgets. But then afterward, it's b'shorish, it's b'tivoy. B'tivoy, he can find a way to get a geshmak, and he can find a way to focus, zero in on that instinct that's in his neshama, to be nimshach after Torah and avodas Hashem. Be'etzem, in the Sefer HaTanya, interesting, in the Tanya he has an Akdomo, when he says about why he wrote the Sefer, he says a Rebbe has to give Eitzes and Hadrocha to all the Talmidim. Not always Shaykh. Who has time? Who has time? He doesn't have the time for each Chosid v'Chosid, everyone who's coming in, to give him the... So he wants to write one Sefer, and in the Sefer you'll find the answer to all your Shailas. The one Sefer that answers every single Shaila that a person can have. That's what he writes in the Hagdoma. And one looks in the Sefer, and I don't know, you may have trouble finding for all our Shailas. But the answer is as follows. The whole Nakuda of the Ganze Sefer is Arum, this Indian, that a person has a Chelek Elokai Mimal in him. He has a Chelek of the Eibishtin, a Chelek Elokai Mimal. And that's, when a person realizes that, he realizes that there's a higher koyach that he has in him. It's not just the physical guf, like working with a behemoth. He has a chelik of the Eibishter, and that could be shoylet, just like the Eibishter shoylet on the world. His neshama could be shoylet on the guf. And the shaylet had to tap into that. So kolechot has to ask his yoyatzim, his rabbeim, to help him tap into that. But when a person has that clear and knows what it's about, the mahalach and tshuva is a whole different story. It's a whole different story. Another Hisoirus, just to mention from the Histaklus, the comparison, look at the Shemayim Va'oretz, as you see another Nakuda, which is the Shemayim Va'oretz and all the Bria, they don't have Schar Va'onish. And why not? Obviously, because they don't have Nesiyonis. They have perfectionism. Lo Shinu, ever. The Galgal Hashemetz was Lo Meshana, the Oretz. If the Eibishter created us with Schar Va'oinish, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted absolute perfection, so he would make us in our Teva, mamish, like the Shemayim Va'oretz. And he didn't. Why not? Because that's not what the Eibishter wants from us, to be perfection. Not one day in our life, Kavi Yochel Halavai. Not one day that there's Loishino. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has certain Chalokim in the Bria that are perfect perfection, but then there's the Bnei Odom. We say in a beautiful piyut in Musaf Yom Kippur, Asher Eimo Secho, and it talks about the Eimo that the Malachim have from the Eibish. The Eimo Secho is on the different Toyarim on the Malachim, and if it goes piece by piece, Asher Eimo Secho on the Malachim, but Va'avisa Tfilo. Kodesh Baruch Hu, who's Tehillah? Avisa Tehillah. Who's Tehillah? The praise. Who does he want to praise him? Midale Ma'ash Dildule Poyel, from the Pasha dimension. Asher Eimosecha Bahamoin Malochim Behiloch Machanois. Ober Avisa Tehillah, from who? Mechaseire Seichel, Mechorshe Resha, Dehisi Hilosecha. Piece by piece, such a beautiful his Oirus and Chizuk that. From the Malachim that also have a sense of clarity and perfectionism. That's Asher Eimosecho. But where does the Eibishter want to hear the Tehillah, the Omein Yeheshmei Rabbo, from the Kruzei Choymer, Chasurei Seichel, that have these Nisyonis of Mitzvahs and Averis, and they're able to be Mezgaber? That's where it's at. That's where the Emes Tehillah from Hashem comes out. By the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, the Gemara says in Sukkah that Hillel would sing, Imani Kan HaKol Kan. And the Rabbeinu Chanan Aliyah says, what Hillel was meaning was, the Eibishter has Malachim that sang Shira all day. And we come to the Simchas Beis HaShoeva to say Shira, that's not what the Eibishter, the Hisa L'Secha is me. When I can come and say brocha and give gevaldike tehillah to the Eibishter. So that's another nekuda. That's another nekuda. Tshuva is not about perfectionism. Part of the difficulty is we picture never to do a certain chet again. It's a dream. It's a yish meikora, and it is a chaloyim. But that doesn't patter someone a little bit. Even if a person is mekabel one thing. Last year there was a certain young man who was made a kabbalah. No lashon hara by the Shabbos table. He said to me, he told me, so I'm not going to speak lashon hara. I learned that's a halavai. Said by my Shabbos table, by my Shabbos table, and it was a small thing, not actually so small, but technically it is. And he told me recently that it changed so much of his life because even during the week he's like talking about it. It's like, yeah, by my Shabbos table. I wouldn't say this by my Shabbos table. A little thing, a little kabbalah, kol echad could think about. A little chizuk makes such a big, big change, like Rabbi Yisrael says. And in Yetzem Shem, we should all be zoicha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mekabel at tefillas, give us koichas and his oirus, betshuva, to be korev to Hashem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should continue being mashvi on all of you, brocha v'hatzlocha mitagut gebench to yort.